Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Going into business for yourself is a scary and daunting endeavor. You need to make sure there's a market for your product or service. You need to write a business plan. You may need to find financing. You need to determine the legal structure for your business. You need to obtain any necessary licenses and permits. You need to protect your fledgling business should some catastrophe happen. And of course, you need to be sure that you can support yourself and your family until the business becomes profitable. Once you've taken care of those needs, you're ready to start doing business. But before you actually open your business, you still have another need to fulfill. You need to market your business. Learning how to market a new business successfully can be overwhelming. There are so many decisions to make. What marketing material do you need to create? Should you build a website? What social media platforms do you need to be on? And should you advertise? Over the next 20 or so minutes, I hope to walk you through most common marketing decisions a small business owner has to make. Now, you don't have to use all these marketing strategies to have a successful business. Positive outcomes from just a few of them will help you attract more customers. First and foremost, you need to create a marketing plan. To make your life more focused and less stressful, you need to create a marketing plan. This planning process helps you better understand your customers, your marketing goals, and the best opportunities available. You create this plan before creating a single piece of marketing material. Because you're starting a new business, you may feel that the business needs to be seen everywhere to be successful. That isn't true. A general piece of marketing advice is, it's better to implement a couple of marketing strategies well than many strategies poorly. In practice, this means that instead of being on every social media platform, you should choose to put the majority of your marketing energy into using one platform exceptionally well. Instead of networking with 5 groups monthly, consider getting heavily involved in one and assume a leadership position. Whatever strategy you use to market your new business, you should create a plan, implement it, and review. If it doesn't work, change course and experiment until a strategy fits well with your personality and business. Next, you should create a brand identity for your business. Before purchasing marketing materials, designing a website, or claiming social media profiles, you need to create a cohesive brand identity for your business. A brand identity is how you present your business to customers. It's the logos, colors, fonts, photos, and signs you create for your business. Brand identity design is the comprehensive brand messaging that defines how customers perceive your brand in the market. There are 3 components of brand identity design: your brand's culture and values, position in the market, and brand visuals. Businesses convey their brand identity design to customers using intangibles and tangible elements like logos, company culture, and messaging. Brand identity design is executed by creating a cohesive message that ties together company values, signage, business cards, uniforms, menus, shopping bags, vehicle decals, and more. The resulting message clearly communicates your company's unique value to your ideal consumer. If done correctly, your brand identity design should resonate with your target audience and differentiate you from your competitors. When creating a brand identity, you should try to avoid using marketing material with different colors, fonts, and overall style. Customers don't enjoy receiving your brand in different styles, as it can send mixed messages. Create one brand and stick with it before following through with the remaining strategies I will cover. Now you're ready to purchase your marketing material. Once your brand strategy is set, you'll need to create marketing materials to promote your business. Don't get crazy and create all of the materials you can. First, it's inexpensive, and second, it's not necessary. Your budget, type of business, and how bold you want your marketing to be will determine what materials you need to create. At a minimum, you'll want business cards to hand out to potential customers, vendors, and business peers. Additionally, you'll want to create materials for potential customers to take home, such as flyers, brochures, or booklets. This take-home material will help them learn more about your business and serve as a reminder that your business exists. Now, here are some common marketing materials for small businesses. Business cards, postcards, flyers, brochures, door hangers, booklets and catalogs, banners and signage, storefront signs, stickers, brand apparel, and possibly a vehicle wrap. You should create a website. In today's business environment, websites are vital to the success of businesses. They provide an important tool to establish awareness, credibility, and even sales. You should consider a few different options when creating your website. The least expensive option is to create the website yourself with a website builder. To use a website builder, you'll need some minor technical skills and patience to learn the software. If you use a builder, expect to pay around $15 a month. A second option is to hire an online website design company or online freelancer. The cost structures vary, either an ongoing fee or an upfront cost. The monthly fee may be around $99 per month for a company or for an online freelancer, with an upfront cost of about $1,000. Finding a local freelancer that does website development is your third option. The cost will probably run at a minimum of $2,500, but expect to pay more. You should probably set a maximum budget for this cost. Many small business owners choose this option because they would like to communicate in person with the designer. Your last and most expensive option is to hire a marketing agency. These companies are typically looking for a project no less than $7,500, possibly more. You would need to select a marketing agency if you plan on creating an e-commerce website with hundreds of products, or if you need guidance with your overall marketing design, such as logo and branding. If you're interested in hiring an online website design company or online freelancer, check the internet for possibilities. Upwork and Fiverr are just two marketplaces where you can connect with a freelancer. They will build your website upon receiving your approval to pay an upfront cost. When setting up your website, you'll need to purchase a domain name. Your domain name is your address on the web, so choosing the right domain is extremely important for branding. Most businesses go with their brand name and a popular top-level domain, referred to as TLD, like .com. So, as an example, your domain name would be www.yourcompanyname.com. You can also use TLDs like .net, .edu, .org, or location-based TLDs like .us and .ca. The TLD you choose will depend on the industry your business is in or where your business is located. Registering for a domain name can get competitive, especially if you're using a .com TLD or something just as popular. Therefore, it's important to register for a domain name and reserve any social media handles associated with the business as soon as possible. Here are some different ways to register for a domain name. The first is to register for a domain name with a domain registrar, like GoDaddy or domain.com. There are web hosting plans. You usually get a free domain name when purchasing a hosting plan from web hosters like DreamHost and Bluehost. And there are all-in-one site builders. You can also get a free domain name by purchasing a plan from the all-in-one site builders like Squarespace or Wix. If your marketing company buys a domain name for you, make sure you have ownership and access. If you have the option, I recommend that you purchase the domain on your own. Domain names have gotten more complicated in recent years. Generally speaking, you want to choose a .com extension. However, if you'd like to be trendier, you could get a .co or .tech or another variation that fits your business. To find if the domain name you want is available, you'll need to do a search. You can Google domain name search sites and then use them to determine if your name is available. If it is, then just register it with the domain registrar. If it is not available, you will have to come up with a name that is available. Or you could use a domain name generator to create a domain name for your business. Once you have a domain name and are working on building your website, you will need to set up your business's online footprint. Creating a website is only one step in getting your business found online by potential customers. To get the site to rank higher in search engine results, there are a few different strategies. You can apply local search engine optimization, or something known as SEO. You can optimize your Google My Business listing and set yourself up on online directories. Local SEO is what you do to get your website to rank higher in search engines such as Google and Bing. As an example, if you have a salon, you'll want your site to show on the first page if a customer searches for specific services you provide, such as highlights, hair extensions, or bridal services. Preferably, you want to be on the first 10 choices on the first page. A simple way to optimize your website for SEO is first to brainstorm a list of specific services or products your business provides. Then, once you have your list, create a web page on your website for each particular service. For instance, in the example I just mentioned, a salon would have a web page for hair coloring, extensions, and bridal service. So if a customer located near them searches Google specifically for hair coloring services near me, that salon's specific web page is more likely to show in Google search results. That page more closely matches the potential customer search than the business's home page. Google My Business, GMB, is a free online listing for all businesses looking for local customers. In recent years, Google My Business has become critical to small business marketing because of the addition of Google Posts, questions and answers, and integration with Google Maps. To get started on GMB, visit its local website and follow the sign-up process. Once you are able to log into your account, fill out the basics of your profile. One essential aspect of GMB is online reviews. Potential customers will use Google reviews to determine the popularity and quality of your business. Make sure you have a process that encourages customers to leave you a Google review. Another way to get found online is through popular online directories. Almost all businesses should be on directories like Yelp and Yellow Pages. Likely, there are also industry-specific directories for your business, such as Angie's List for service-based businesses. To find out if there are online directories you should be listed in for your industry, simply enter a search for the products or services you provide with the words "near me" at the end of the phrase. What shows up in the search? Is there an online directory you should join that would display your business? If yes, join it. Just remember, there could be a cost involved in joining an online directory. You don't want to incur costs and not show a viable increase in customer traffic. So check out each directory carefully and choose only those that will prove fruitful to your business. Your next step is to claim your social media profile. While you may not use all social media platforms available to you frequently, nor should you, you do need to claim and set up a basic profile for all platforms. Requesting social media page names ensures that another entity cannot claim your business's name on the platform. When it comes to social media management, you should spend 90% of your time building up a following on the platform your ideal customers are spending the most time on. Don't try to spend your time on 3 or 4 platforms. You'll end up with mediocre results. Create a strategy, focus your energy on one media platform, and make it an asset for your business. Find out where your ideal customers are spending their time most by doing market research and developing customer profiles. Based on my experience as a SCORE mentor, small business owner clients have indicated the most popular social media platforms are Instagram. Instagram is incredibly popular, with around 1.1 billion active users in 2021. From Instagram Live to Instagram Stories, there is no shortage of tools businesses can use to promote their services and products on the site. Instagram is a visual platform based entirely on photo and video posts, so it's best for businesses that have strong visual content to share. It's important to note that this platform is almost entirely mobile. You can't take photos or create new posts on the desktop. More artistic niches tend to excel on Instagram, and it may not be the best fit for your business, depending upon your industry. Regardless, the person running your account must have a good eye for detail and at least basic photography skills, ensuring the photos and videos posted to your account are high quality. Then there's Facebook. Facebook is a highly popular social media network with a varied audience, with over 2.9 billion active monthly users as of 2021. As such, every business should have a Facebook page. When used correctly, a Facebook page can be invaluable to a small business. You can use Facebook to share everything from photos to important company updates. With a business account, you have access to powerful advertising tools and in-depth analytics. Business pages also have a lot of customization options. You can use Facebook to highlight information such as your contact information, hours of operation, and the products and services you offer. There is also YouTube. YouTube is a video sharing platform where people can view, upload, rate, share, and comment on content. Now owned by Google, this site is a huge hub for news and entertainment. Many businesses on YouTube have a creative, visual, or educational component. The platform is heavily creative in nature, so it's important for you to have a dedicated video editor producing content. However, your business doesn't need a channel to market on the platform. There's a subculture of YouTube influencers who publish frequent videos and often maintain large audiences. Often businesses partner with YouTubers for product placement because these users already have engaged audiences. Using YouTube influencers can be an easier way of marketing your business on the platform. You don't have to put in the time and effort of creating content and building a following, which can take years. There is also Snapchat. Snapchat is another mobile-only visual social media network that is known for its disappearing content. Users can send videos and photos to each other or post content to their public stories, which disappear after 24 hours. The app has expanded to include chat, messaging, image storage, events, and media content. Now, content posted on Snapchat can easily be saved and uploaded elsewhere. Because posts are temporary, there is less pressure to create super polished content. You can also see how many and which specific users viewed your story. A small business will most likely utilize the platform's stories features. But keep in mind that only users who have added you can view your stories content. However, once you have an audience, stories allows you to easily create story-driven and interactive content. Then there is Pinterest. This visually oriented platform allows users to save and display content by pinning digital bulletin boards, which can be organized by category. For example, a personal user might have a food board dedicated to pinning recipes, another board dedicated to photography, and so on. The platform also has a series of special types of pins called rich pins, which brands can use to add specific information to their pins, like product details and location maps. Every pin on Pinterest includes an image or video, making it a popular visual platform. As such, Pinterest is not the place for you to share information like your business hours. Pinterest is great for niche businesses, but it may not be for every company. Popular categories on the sites are DIY projects, fashion, exercise, beauty, photography, and food. That's not to say that businesses outside these categories can't succeed on the platform, but it does make Pinterest an especially good marketing tool for businesses in those areas. Next up is LinkedIn. LinkedIn has 260 million monthly users and is the best platform for professional networking. It's a great place to find top talent, position yourself as an industry leader, and promote your business. LinkedIn is designed to be more professional than other social media platforms and is geared toward businesses and professionals. Users create profiles that are similar to resumes, and companies can create pages that showcase their business. Because LinkedIn is a professional platform, it's the best place to post job openings and information about your company culture. You can join industry-specific LinkedIn groups to ask and answer questions, which can help you establish brand recognition and bring users to your company page and website. Like on Twitter, it's best to have a mix of original and shared content on your page, so commit to creating polished professional content related to your business. And there's Twitter. While Twitter is great for short updates, engaging with followers, and sharing links to blog posts, it isn't for every business. On Twitter, you can share short tweets, 240 characters or fewer, videos, images, links, polls, and more. It's also easy to interact with your audience on this platform by mentioning users in your post along with liking and retweeting tweets. If you're a highly visual business or you don't have a strong brand voice, you may want to skip this social media network. Other companies use this platform to handle customer service because customers who are also active on the platform will seek out companies to express concerns or share praise. If you have interesting content and can voice that content in an engaging way, Twitter is a great tool for quickly spreading the word. Hashtags help boost posts, and if a user with a lot of followers retweets you, your content can go viral. But with Twitter, it's important to find balance. Don't just share your links or media. Make sure you're also sharing a lot of interesting, relevant content with other Twitter users. And finally, there's TikTok. TikTok is a relatively new hit platform where users create and share short videos. It can be a successful option for your business, but only if you use it properly. Because TikTok is mostly popular with the infamously discerning Generation Z, it can be difficult to strike the right tone to be successful as a business. If you want to create a TikTok account, make sure you have a keen understanding of your brand and how that translates to TikTok specifically. Look at how other businesses are tackling it before you try it yourself. Social media platforms are not the only way to market your business. There is also email marketing. Every business can benefit from an email marketing strategy, which is creating email campaigns for your contact lists. Many new business owners believe that sending emails to their customers will annoy them. They are right, but not completely. Frequent salesy email with little value will annoy customers. Don't do that. Keep your customers happy and your business top of mind by sending high-quality, valuable information. To give you an example, if you have a landscape company, don't just send emails of new plants. Send emails with a goal of educating customers on seasonal gardening trends, and then mention the new plants. Email marketing software allows users to plan and send emails to a large number of email addresses. What makes email one of the best marketing strategies for a new business is that it can be completely free. When starting your campaign, use one of the free email marketing software platforms available. There are many out there. Just Google free email marketing software for a list of them. Most give you a generous amount of subscribers and emails before charges are incurred. Now that you're ready to launch your business, network in your community. Networking in your local community has several benefits. The number one benefit is promoting your business face-to-face to potential customers. Another advantage is meeting other business owners who may have similar customers. Having referral partners can be a great way to get new customers. A simple networking goal should be to inform as many people as possible about your business and your story. This goal removes the pressure to secure a customer or referral at the event. If you tell a concise, memorable story, people will remember your business and you'll get customers and referrals. Before walking into your first networking event, there are some basics you need to know. Treat everyone you meet as important. You never know who may be an asset to your business. Try to get a business card from every person you meet. Follow up with them after the event on LinkedIn. It's an easy way to reconnect and reintroduce yourself. Don't forget to have a grand opening. A grand opening celebrates the opening of your business. It's a great way to create buzz in your community and tell people about your business. A grand opening can last a day, a week, or just a few hours. You should provide some kind of incentive for people to show up, a discount, deal, or something free. One way to get potential customers to attend your grand opening is to write a press release and send it to local media outlets. Any local media coverage you secure will extend the reach of your grand opening event and earn you free marketing. To help your press release gain attention, network in your community before opening the business. Pre-business opening networking is a great way to get introduced to journalists and someone who can introduce you to a media professional. An easy way to get a quick marketing boost is to pay to get your business found online. Advertising online is popular because you can place your ad in front of a specific demographic doing searches in targeted locations. When compared to traditional advertising options, the precise targeting of online ads appeals to many business owners and marketers. There are three main places to advertise online. One is in search engines such as Google and Microsoft Advertising, which was formerly Bing Ads. A second is on social media platforms. And a third is to advertise on directory websites such as Yelp. While online ads have their benefits, local advertisements through traditional channels have unique advantages as well. Traditional channels reach a wider local audience and can lead to word-of-mouth advertising. A unique billboard, radio, or TV ad can spark a conversation between viewers in a way that online ads can't. Consider advertising through the following traditional channels: TV, radio, billboards, direct mail, newspapers, and magazines. Successfully marketing your new business will be a slow and steady process. It will take time to build local brand recognition, get your business to rank in Google, and grow a social media following. If you have the budget, you can jumpstart the process by advertising. Remember, testing is a big part of success with marketing. Experiment with different strategies. If they don't work, try something else. Eventually, you'll find a mix of strategies that help you get qualified customers without breaking the bank. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a business topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or past shows, you may contact me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.